He is one of the greats in Detroit television news history. Rob Wolchek has been catching the bad guys in Hall of Shame reports for nearly three decades. Rob announced earlier this week that he is retiring in March of 2026. Investigative journalism in local news that has made the city of Detroit a better place and Fox 2 a better place.
You're in the Hall of Shame.
Rob joins us in studio right now, and I do want to mention that you can call in as well if you want to send Rob a well wish, if you've got a question for Rob, 800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. Rob Wolchek, all right.
Woo! Thank you, Rob in the house.
Rob, okay, so you made the decision, you announced the decision to retire earlier this week. What was that like for you? I'm sure the decision was made, obviously, I don't know if it's days or weeks or months before, but when you actually went on Fox 2 and made that decision, what was that moment like for you?
Well, it's been nerve-wracking. I mean, it certainly wasn't an easy decision. I mean, when I sat on the air that I still love my job, I really do love my job. I love being on the air. I love doing the Hall of Shame. I love creating and doing all of this stuff. So it wasn't an easy decision. It's kind of a decision where I had to do it. It's like, I got to quit one of these days. And so I made the decision and then I did it on the air. It was nerve wracking. I don't know how else to explain it. You know, I mean, I'm happy with the decision, but I'm a bit scared. No. I'm a bit scared. I love my job. I love doing what I do. I love being a broadcaster. I love being on TV. I love it. You know, walking out of the station late at night at 11:30 at night on the night I made my announcement and seeing the crews putting their stuff away and everybody chit-chatting and everything. You know, I mean, that's what I love. That's what I got in the business for. So I'm happy about it, but I'm nervous.
You know, it's one of those things, too, like just to make a sports reference, when an athlete retires, whenever that is, after a long career, they will say it is the, sure, they miss playing the game, but they miss the chit-chat. They miss the locker room. They miss the locker room mentality. I mean, with what you have in the office with Jeremy or the guys, the photogs putting the stuff away and the editors and all of that stuff, that is all-encompassing, I'm sure, for you that you will miss.
Yeah, I you know, it's a thing where it was a dream for me to be on television and be a reporter, and so actually living that dream has been like living a dream. So leaving is you know, I mean, I hate to sound like I'm wishy-washy about it, but I'm happy about doing it. Well, I mean, they said that they wanted me to stay on and do some part-time stuff, and I really like that. So hopefully we can work all that out. So hopefully I'm not saying goodbye, but, you know, I'm definitely saying goodbye to 5 days a week, driving to the station, working my butt off, you know?
Rob, I think being wishy-washy, in your words, that's just being real.
Yeah.
Because I think one of the things about you, one, you're authentic is all get out. So that's one. So we know, you know, if you don't want to know what Rob thinks about something, don't ask him. That's number one. But number two, I think a number of people making the decision that you're making right now, when to retire, in choosing to retire, going out the way you want to go out, I do think there's probably a number of listeners right now that have either been in your shoes in trying to make that decision or are in that mindset right now. At what point is the right point? Was there a moment? Was there a decision? Was it a vacation? Was it a date? Because the older you get, the more vacation you take, it's harder to come back to work after those vacations.
There's no question. It's a lot harder than I ever expected. Listen, when I was like 55 years old doing this, I was one of those guys that said, man, I'm not going to be one of those dudes that works till I'm like 66 years old. I'm going to be out of here 59 and a half. I can get my 401k then. I'm retiring then. And then you get to be 59 and a half. You go, I still like my job. I'm going to stay for a couple more years. I could use the money. And then you stay. And so it's a lot harder a decision than I ever imagined that it would be, because I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. I'm going to keep myself busy and all of that, But, you know, I'm used to coming to work. I'm a worker since I was 12 years old. I've been working. You know, I had a paper route at 12 years old. I haven't looked back. I work, 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 collect a paycheck, spend money. That's it. You know, so it's going to be very different.
You have made Detroit your home. This is where your kids are born. I mean, this is everything to you. Take us through your journey, how you got to Detroit and everything like that.
Well, I was in radio. You may not know that by listening to me here today.
Oh, let me tell you, the minute you get behind a microphone, I know exactly you have a radio background. Well, absolutely.
Anyways, I was in radio. I was a DJ, basically. I played records and you did the whole, you know, hey, 95.5, you know, all that kind of stuff, you know. You know, here comes, you know, the fine young cannibals. And so I did all that for years and years, and then I got to be about 30 years old, and I thought, well, I can't do this forever. I mean, there's no future in this. And so I seriously just kind of started thinking, what could I do? And I said, TV reporter, I think I could do that. That doesn't seem too hard. And so
Whatever,
you know, I wanted a job where I didn't have to get up and work 9 to 5. I didn't want to go to the office and sit in there. And so then I got into the TV business, and it was a long struggle to get in. And I worked in the small markets, and I was in Bakersfield, California. And then I went to Fresno, and then I was in Fresno, and I had the opportunity to come to work here at Fox 2. And I'll be honest with you, I didn't know anybody in Detroit. I'd been to Detroit one time when I was a kid, you know, went to the Henry Ford Museum and all that kind of stuff as a little kid, 8-year-old kid or something. And then I got the opportunity, and then I came here, and everybody just kind of embraced me. You know, I think the advantage to coming here not knowing anybody was that I came in with this no fear attitude. I'm going to make my mark. I'm going to do crazy stories. I'm going to be in your face. I'm going to go mess with these bad guys because I'm only going to be here for a couple of years. I'm going to get out of town and go to Los Angeles or New York or wherever. So this was just supposed to be a stop in my career. And then everybody here in Detroit embraced me. You know, I kind of became a hit and, you know, had another kid here. And then it was like, I don't know. The place grew on me and everybody loved me here. So I stayed here.
It is something, you know, just with my sports background, a lot of different athletes who make millions of dollars and could live anywhere in the world that they want to live, really. So many of them have chosen to stay here in Detroit. If you come here, you stay here, you live here, you raise your family here. There is something about Detroit that, I don't want to say gets a bad rap and go down that road, but the what people think about it who've never been here before, mm-hmm. and then you come here and see what it's like, it truly is a great place to work and raise a family.
Yeah, and people here are really nice. You know, I mean, when I do my stories, you know, I'm not the polished, buttoned-up guy and all of that stuff.
That's what people like about you. I think that's what people like about me, to be quite frank with you.
Well, exactly. That I would have had to been if I'd have gone to New York or Los Angeles. And I had opportunities to leave. So I had opportunities to go to San Francisco and Los Angeles and New York. And those were always my dreams. But then I thought, they're going to make me do the stories a certain way. They're going to make me look a certain way. I just want to go out after bad guys, say what I say, and people here just love it because I think people in Detroit are just real people. We're real hardworking people. We're professionals and stuff like that, but we're not so concerned about the aesthetics of, oh, he's so good looking or he's so, you know, whatever.
I mean, you're a great looking guy, though,
well, they
Rob.
Put you
I mean, let me tell you.
Yeah, they put you and me on TV, so I mean, there's proof right there. You don't have to be super good looking to be on TV in Detroit.
Have you been surprised about the outpouring of support and number of people that have contacted you? I mean, I'm just in front of my computer right now. I've got news, free press. Everybody's done articles on you. Everybody's talking about you. Everybody's wishing you well. What about all the number of people that you've heard from?
Yeah, it's been really nice. I mean, everybody's been very, very kind. And I really realize that I've kind of become part of the community. And I get a lot of people, and I've heard a lot of stories, and these ones always really touch me. I hear from a lot of people that are in their 30s now, say, or even their 40s, and they say, I grew up watching you. My parents used to let me stay up late to watch the Hall of Shame. I mean, they'd show the promo, and there's going to be a Hall of Shame story on tonight. And my parents would let me stay up late. And you're talking to adults. I mean, I'm, you know, they're like, oh, I grew up with you. And you're kind of thinking, gosh, am I that old? But I love those stories where people have watched me their whole lives. And that's really touching to me. And the Hall of Shame was an event. We always wanted it to be an event. You know, that was the thing. They didn't want me on TV just doing a bunch of thumbsucker stories.
They watch you because they trust you. And I truly believe, and look, I'm totally biased, right? I've worked at Fox 2 for 22 years. I think we have some of the most trusted people in the city of Detroit. And Rob Wolchek, you are absolutely somebody that they look to and trust here in the city. We'll go to the phones next. Robert will be first up, 800-859-0957. Your call's next, 760 WJR. Hopefully your holiday fun has gotten off on the right foot. Hopefully you're not working. Maybe you're finishing up the week. Maybe today is the last day that you have to work for the next couple of weeks or the next week, whatever the case may be. Thanks for making WJR part of your day. We've got Rob Wolchek, Fox 2 Hall of Shame, studio with us right now. Rob announced his retirement earlier this week after 28 years. He'll be working, though, through March
thank
of
you.
2026.
Yes, thank you very much for that. You know, the other night I looked on Google. I just put my name in there because I was kind of wanting to keep up on the articles and stuff. And I looked at about 2 o'clock in the morning before I went to bed, and it said, Rob Wolchek is a former investigative reporter, is a former. And I'm like, what in the world is this? I feel
fake
like
news,
I'm dead or
news.
Something. You know what I mean? So yes, I'm still there till March. So I will still be working at Fox 2. I just announced that I'm retiring in March.
All right. Hey, let's go to the phone lines now. If you'd like to jump in, if you'd like to offer Rob some advice on retirement or anything else, give us a call, 800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. Let's get to Robert in Plymouth. You are on 760 WJR with Rob Wolchek. How are you?
Hey, Robert.
Hey, great, Rob. I wish you all the best. I've been retired for almost a year now. And, you know, one thing you will find is how social your job is. You'll probably miss that. But
oh, yeah, no doubt. No doubt. I love the people I work with.
Oh, absolutely. But I do think, though, you'll get into a groove. And a wise man told me years ago, he said, you can always make more money, but you can't make more time.
Okay. All right. I'll take that. You know, one of the things, Robert, that a lot of retired people have been telling me, and I even wrote it down here, they yeah. like to say, oh, the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. And honestly, my problem is that to me, there's nothing better than working really hard on a story, getting it on TV, watching it go out, and have people love it. So I don't know. It doesn't get any better than that. So I hope the best is yet to come, but I still like doing my job.
I do think that could be one thing that you will miss is feeling like you don't have a sense of purpose, but you can find other things in life to make, to fill that void. So,
all right.
You know, family and so forth. So.
Well, thank you for that advice. I think I'll be okay. I just, I'm just scared, I guess.
Yeah, that's great. Robert, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. Everybody tells me that I retired at 62 almost a year ago, and it is a big jump, but you know what? You can always go back to work. You can, you know, there's always options. Nothing's final.
Yeah, so. I know.
Good
that.
Advice, Robert. Good
Thank
advice,
young
my
guy.
Friend. Thanks
young
so
guy,
much,
62.
Buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, you know, yeah, young guy.
Young guy
giving
me advice.
67.
Not 66.
66. Yeah. Rob, you say the best is yet to come. The first guy I think of is Kewell Perkins.
Yeah, he's one of the ones that said that.
Have you had a conversation with him?
I have had conversations with Kewell. I've talked to Kewell Perkins. I've talked to Monica Gale. I've gotten well wishes from people at the other TV stations in town. I've heard from a lot of old people that worked at Fox 2 that are now gone. And then I've also heard from a lot of people that I've helped through the years that have contacted me and been everybody's been super kind. I mean, I might have seen one or two good riddances on Facebook, things like that, but I just assume those are bad guys. But no, honestly, it's 100,000 to 1. People have been super kind, and the love is wonderful.
That's pretty awesome. Rob Wolchek in studio with us, Fox 2 Hall of Shame. Do you have a favorite story?
I have some favorite stories. Jeremy, my cameraman, who's here right now taking pictures.
One of the best.
Poor Jeremy. He's had to listen to me with my big head for I've been reading him like these heartfelt things and making him listen to how people love me. So it's but he's a good guy. He and I were talking about some of the stories, and we looked at some of the old stories, and I like the one about the rapper, hip hop hustler, and you know, those are fun because they're fun to make fun
Where of. At what point did you start to really go in on the Hall of Shame? Was that from day one? I mean, I don't remember a time where you didn't do that.
Well,
but
it
how
was
did that
early,
happen?
It was early in my – I started in 97, and they wanted some stupid catchphrase, like, I'm Rob Wolchek, and I will check up on you. Or I mean, it was – corny stuff, and I was like let's just stick with this Hall of Shame. And then they kept saying, you need to sell it, you're in the Hall of Shame. So I was just doing the, you know, TV reporter
you're
thing.
In the Hall of
yeah.
Shame
and you're in the Hall of Shame, you know, kind of thing. And so then they were like, sell it. So we started doing some takes, and finally I just did this, you're in the Hall of Shame. And I can't really even do it that good because my headphones are coming off, but and I did it, and they were like, yeah, that's it. And I was like, you got to be kidding. And then it just caught on. You know, it certainly wasn't anything planned, like, wow, people are going to go up to me 30 years later and be screaming, you're in the Hall of Shame. But they do. So it was a good move.
Absolutely. I mean, it's one of the catchphrases that so many people will remember in Detroit television news history. No. We're talking about the history of Detroit television news, which is as rich a history as, you know, I'll put it up against New York, Chicago, L.A., Philadelphia, Boston, anywhere. And that phrase is synonymous with Detroit. Jerry in Brownstown Township, you're on 760 WJR. How you doing, Jerry?
Hey, guys, it's Gary. But anyway,
Hey, Gary.
Doing, buddy? Hey, Rob, now you're going to be in the Hall of Fame.
All right. Yeah. Well, I thank you. I hope so.
I retired from the FAA at 56, which is like almost 20 years ago now. I'm still active in a volunteer safety group. It's called the FAA Safety Team. So I still have some contacts, and I don't know. I've done a bunch of other things. I'm a wannabe. I've done some reporting myself, an account on X. I actually have a couple of things posted on YouTube of reports I did, but you're the man when it comes to busting bad guys. You're going to be sorely missed. My question is for you is, has anybody thought about maybe, you know, your son taking your place, or do they have anybody in mind?
Well, certainly.
It's a great question.
Yeah, certainly that suggestion has come up many times. As you know, my son Scott is a reporter at Fox 2, and Scotty is a really talented kid.
Very talented.
He really is.
And listen to me. Can I just say this? Gary, thanks so much for the call. Scott is truly talented,
yep,
and one of the go-to guys. I love watching his reports because I think it's one of those things, and I'll say it and I'll let you say it too, but I think in this business, you've got to get the facts of the story right. That's first and foremost. That is a given. You have to do that. But if you don't do it without any personality at all, mm-hmm, I don't want to say it doesn't mean anything, but when you're fighting for eyeballs, mm-hmm, you gotta give people a reason to watch you, and you need to have a personality. And Scott has that personality.
Yeah, when he was a young man, when he was in high school, I used to hear him down in the basement practicing his speeches. And, you know, he's my kid, so you know how you think about your kids. You know, he's kind of a knucklehead. I'm not one of those guys that went around thinking my kids are the best
right,
and all this. But
same.
I would listen to him practicing his speeches down. He's, you know, sophomore in high school and stuff. And I thought, God, he's pretty talented. The kid's really got talent. And then when he was an intern at Fox 2 and he went off to become a reporter, I thought to myself, he's really good. So he really is a talented guy. As far as him taking over from me, that's not up to me.
Right.
I mean, if they want to make him do it, if they want to pay him enough to do it, that's fine with me. He's a grown man now, and that's his decision.
Well, it's definitely an asset to have Scott Wolchek as part of the team. Rob, one more segment with you. More of your calls. David and Howell will be first up with us next. And then I want to ask you about the news business as a whole, from the time you've got in to where we are now, where we're going as well. Your thoughts on that next. We're with Rob Wolchek at Fox 2, 760 WJR. It's been great being in studio with Fox 2's Rob Wolchek. Earlier this week, he announced that he was going to retire in March of 2026 after 28 years in the Problem Solver unit at Fox 2, doing the Hall of Shame stories, catching the bad guys. David in Howell, you are first up here, 760 WJR. And again, 800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. Hey, David.
Thank you, Ryan, for the opportunity to be on your show. I apologize to your screener. I said that I had four pieces of advice for Rob, but I actually have five. But I'll try and be succinct. And,
fair enough.
And
I only got an hour and 12 minutes left, so let's cut it short, please.
Oh, okay, I'll try to get through three then.
Okay.
Try to get through three. Okay, here they are, Rob.
Okay.
And I'm not retired, but this is my observation. I observe my observation of retired people. One is that your wife has been jealous of your job because, you know, it's pretty well controlled your schedule for your adult career. And so now is the time to make up for all that jealousy and to, you know, really bless her, to indulge her with your time. Your children, that's the second thing, your children. And if you have the good fortune of grandchildren, the children and grandchildren have had to give up for your job, for you to be successful. And so now it's time to indulge and bless them. And if you're involved in a church or a synagogue, some kind of community organization where you're active very often, not just like giving blood at the Red Cross where you go every so many months, but organization that you're really very active on a regular basis with, they've been jealous of your job and your success and everything. And there's some things that they'd like you to they feel like they've been waiting, and now it's their turn to for you to show them some more time.
Well,
look at that advice.
That is some interesting advice. I don't know if I agree with it. I don't know if my wife and everybody's jealous.
I don't know
of
about
my
jealous.
Job,
jealous might not be the right word.
Yeah, you know, whatever.
No, it's jealous. It's jealous.
Okay, I believe you. I don't know. I haven't retired yet, but yeah, no.
David, thanks so much for the call.
Wait, just two real quick. And then the other thing is find.